radio.org.
Just about 6 o'clock here on this Monday, October 13th. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. The news is next.
Good morning.
He is an economics professor at Collège de France and at the London School of Economics. This is NPR News in Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. The continued government shutdown is going to hurt a few things, including aviation. So says Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran. He says the continued government shutdown will affect aviation safety at some point. Moran is chair of the subcommittee that oversees aviation. He says efforts to upgrade aging air traffic control equipment and to train more air traffic controllers are being harmed by the continued shutdown. Controllers are not being paid, and some airports have experienced flight delays because of controllers calling in sick.
Our system is too fragile and the stakes are too high for us to continue operating the national aviation system in the manner we are doing so. We will reach a breaking point, and this could result in the closing of our airspace or portions of it.
Moran says the shutdown also puts the essential air service program at risk. Airports in Hays, Dodge City, Garden City, Liberal, and Salina all receive federal subsidies to pay for commercial air service. State health officials say an Asian longhorned tick has been found in the state for the first time. A surveillance program has now been established to track the spread of that tick. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
The Asian longhorned tick was first. Celia Yopis Jepson.
Did you stay up late to watch Sunday night football? Well, if you're a Chiefs fan, you probably should have. The Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Detroit Lions 30-17 on Sunday night football to even their record to 3-3. Greg Eklund has this recap.
The Chiefs finished the first half with a touchdown to Brown, who had an injury-marred season a year ago, caught two TD passes. This week, the Chiefs will have receiver Rashee Rice back after a six-week league-imposed suspension. I'm Greg Eklund.
Mostly cloudy skies today. We have a 20% chance for rain after 11 a.m. Later today, a high of 75. Tomorrow, a high of 80, and on Wednesday, back up around 85 degrees. It's 65 now at KPR.
It's Morning Edition.
Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org.
6:19 on this Monday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Happy Columbus Day, or Indigenous Peoples Day, if you will. We have a 20% chance of rain after 11 o'clock this morning. Mostly cloudy now, mostly cloudy all day long with a high of 75. Late tonight and overnight, we have a slight chance of showers, about a 20% chance, and we'll have a low dropping to 62. Tomorrow will start off cloudy in the morning, then it will become mostly sunny on Tuesday, and a high near 80 is expected. Wednesday, a high near 85. What is going on? It's almost mid-October. Thursday's high, 83. Friday, a high of 81. But on Friday, a 30% chance of rain. And Friday night, a 50-50 chance of showers. Right now, it's cloudy all across eastern Kansas. Here in Lawrence, we have 65 degrees. Topeka, 63. Manhattan and Junction City, 61. In Chanute this morning, cloudy and 68, and in Emporia, cloudy and 64 degrees. We invite you to listen for the classics following Morning Edition on KPR1. Be listening for two songs sung by the Topeka Festival Singers. They have a concert tonight in Topeka, and Cordelia Brown will have all the details between 9 and noon on KPR1.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping the...
Tune in to All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
A cloudy sky for this Columbus Day, 65 degrees here in Lawrence. We have a 20% chance of rain after 11 o'clock this morning. We'll end up with a high near 75 degrees. It's 6:30.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Saikautau. All 20 living Israeli hostages who have been in captivity for the last 2 years are now confirmed to have been released. The Israeli military said 7 hostages arrived hours ago and are getting evaluated at local hospitals. Another 13 are on their way home. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed President Trump to the Knesset or Israeli parliament.
Just how powerful and just how determined Israel is. They understand that attacking Israel on October 7th was a catastrophic mistake. They understand that Israel is strong and that Israel is here to stay. And this, Mr. President, is the indispensable foundation of peace. Peace through strength.
3 researchers who explained innovation-driven economic growth have won the Nobel Prize in Economics.
With one half, the prize goes to Joël Mokyr for having identified the prerequisites for sustained growth through technological progress. And the other half, jointly to Philippe Baguillon and Peter Howitt, for the theory of sustained growth through creative destruction.
That's Hans Elgren, Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Funding for a national food aid program for pregnant women and children could run dry this fall, depending on just how long the federal government shutdown lasts. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports. The Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, hasn't yet been funded in this fiscal year.
The potential funding shortfall for WIC would impact almost 7 million people. The program's contingency fund has already been doled out, and administering agencies vary on how long the money will last. Shelley Schneider, the WIC program director for the Citizen Potawatomi Nation in Oklahoma, says it still has benefits available. Some of the nation's WIC funding was still left from the previous fiscal year, but she says that money will run out later this fall.
The delayed funding jeopardizes our most precious resources, which are our infants and our children, because they are our future.
White House officials announced tariff revenue will be used to temporarily support the program, potentially through October. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
A $6 million grant from the National Science Foundation will allow Kansas State University to study how to help the feedlot industry conserve water. Kaylin Moore reports.
Western Kansas is abundant in cattle but lacks major resources like water. The K-State project may help. It works by taking water from feedlot lagoons and manure and treating it for irrigation. That process also pulls out nutrients for fertilizer or carbon for tax credits. Matt Sanderson is a K-State sociologist working on the project. He says it will not solve the Western Kansas water crisis, but it may inspire more conservation efforts.
I wouldn't underestimate the cultural effects of having a technology in place that demonstrates water conservation no matter at what scale.
The researchers will test their findings at community colleges in southwest Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Thousands of people turned out in Kansas City to put on a parade and show support for a toddler with a terminal illness. 3-year-old Chandler Langford looked out across the Northland parking lot Saturday as thousands of vehicles lined up to surprise him. The entourage included emergency rigs, construction trucks, jeeps, motorcycles, and even classic cars. Chandler has been in the hospital for a long time battling this illness, but he told his parents he wanted to go home because he missed his dogs and he missed his toys. Chandler has recently been put on hospice care. In sports, the Chiefs beat the Lions on Sunday Night Football, 30-17.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm
your place to find NPR News. It's Kansas Public Radio. Be listening later this morning on KPR 1 for two songs sung by the Topeka Festival Singers. Now, they have a concert later tonight in Topeka, 7 o'clock at Washburn. The concert is called Take Flight, and the Topeka Festival Singers will be kicking off their 40th season. Also coming up this morning with your host, Cordelia Brown, pieces for flute and clarinet, Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, an arabesque for cello and piano, the Bruch Violin Concerto in G minor, and a whole lot more. Cordelia Brown has the classics from 9 to noon this morning on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC News Hour at 9 o'clock. Cloudy skies with a chance for rain after 11 a.m. We'll wind up with a high near 75.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like...
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Four Kansas school districts say they haven't received any formal complaints about their gender identity policies, but the federal government is investigating them anyway, and it has threatened to withhold federal funding from them. KCUR's Nomeen Ujiadeen sat down with education reporter Jody Fortino and Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service to talk about the story.
Jody, what school districts are being investigated and for what reason?
So the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights and Student Privacy Policy Office announced that the Shawnee Mission, Olathe, Topeka, and Kansas City, Kansas school districts that are under investigation. So the department said it was for alleged Title IX and FERPA violations. So for context, Title IX prohibits sex discrimination in federally funded education programs, and then the Federal Education Rights and Privacy Act, or FERPA, governs student privacy. The policies the department alleged that the districts have and violated those laws include allowing students to participate on the sports teams and use the restrooms that align with their gender identity, and allowing teachers to have confidentiality with transgender students about what pronouns and names they use at school.
Zane, how did this investigation start?
This investigation in particular was sparked by a report in June from this conservative nonprofit called the Defense of Freedom Institute. They're based in Washington, D.C. So about 2 months after that, the Department of Education launched this investigation into these four Kansas school districts.
Jody, do we know why these districts were being targeted?
It's not clear why these specific districts are being targeted, but school districts across the country are, and for similar policies. But I will note that they are all some of the most sizable school districts in the state of Kansas, and they're also in blue parts of the state.
Zane, have these districts received any actual complaints about their policies?
The answer appears to be no. You know, we filed records requests to try to answer this question, asking the schools if they've received any formal complaints about their policies surrounding transgender students. They didn't reply to our records requests specifically due to privacy concerns, but in correspondences with federal officials, they've said multiple times they have not received any formal complaints.
What is at stake in this investigation? What could be a possible consequence for these school districts?
There was this threat of withholding federal funding outright in this investigation that they say usually doesn't come at, you know, the immediate onset of an alert from federal officials that they're going to be under investigation. And they said that losing that federal funding would be devastating for them. So while it's not clear which grants the department would hold if the school districts don't comply, That money typically goes to help schools serve students that are most in need of that extra support. So for a school district like Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools, federal funding makes up more than 15% of its revenue. And in Olathe Public School, that figure is closer to 6%, but overall it would still mean millions of dollars for these districts.
Zane, how common are investigations like this? Is this something that's happening in other states?
Yeah, it is happening across the country. You know, ever since the second Trump administration began, we've seen the Title IX office announce a lot of investigations about schools' transgender policies. For example, in Chicago, New York City, in Fairfax, Virginia, there are investigations that seem to mirror this Kansas situation in a lot of ways. You know, and I think why this is important is that, you know, these investigations for the Title IX office and the Education Department in general really kind of push the bounds of the legal authority of the Education Department. So there's a lot that's unprecedented about what's happening in these Kansas school districts, and it does reflect a national trend.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Nomeen.
Thank you.
That's KCUR's Nomeen Ujiadeen speaking with education reporter Jody Fortino and Zane Irwin with the Kansas News Service. For more stories like this one or to share the story with a friend, just visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KBR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Well, if you didn't stay up late enough to watch Sunday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs are back on the winning track. The Chiefs defeated the Detroit Lions 30-17 last night to improve their record to 3-3. Our forecast today includes cloudy skies all day long, 20% chance of showers after 11 a.m., and a high near 75. Late tonight and overnight, we also have a 20% chance for showers, a low of 62. And for tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, but then becoming mostly sunny on Tuesday, a high near 80. Wednesday's high near 85, Thursday 83, and Friday 81 degrees.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin. In August 1959, a watchman at a Catholic-run Indian boarding school in British Columbia, Canada, heard a noise.
Members of an elite army unit. This is NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The federal government shutdown continues. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran says the shutdown could affect aviation safety, and soon. Moran is chair of the subcommittee that oversees aviation. He says efforts to upgrade aging traffic control equipment and to train more air traffic controllers are being harmed by the shutdown. Controllers are not being paid, and some airports have experienced flight delays because of controllers calling in sick.
Our system is too fragile and the stakes are too high for us to continue operating the national aviation system in the manner we are doing so. We will reach a breaking point, and this could result in the closing of our airspace or portions of it.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran. State health officials say an Asian long-horned tick has been found in the state for the first time, and a surveillance program has now been established to track the spread of that tick.
The Asian long-horned tick was first seen in the U.S. in 2017 in New Jersey. These illnesses had so far only been transmitted in Kansas by the Lone Star tick. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Thousands of people turned out in Kansas City over the weekend to put on a parade and show support for a toddler with a terminal illness. The Kansas City Star reports that 3-year-old Tucker Langford had been in the hospital for 40 days battling a rare illness. But when doctors said they'd done everything they could, the family decided to put him in hospice care. The boy's mother, Chandler Langford, looked out across the Northland parking lot Saturday as thousands of vehicles lined up to surprise her son with a parade.
The entourage included emergency rigs, jeeps, motorcycles, even classic cars. Tucker's parade on Saturday began as an idea among family members who wanted to do something for him when he was released from the hospital. According to his mother, Tucker's known for his love of construction vehicles and all other kinds of cool cars. Doctors say Tucker could have weeks or months to live, but it's hard to know for sure. The Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Detroit Lions 30-17 last night on Sunday Night Football and have evened their record to 3-3 on the season. Hollywood Brown, who had an injury-marred season a year ago, caught two touchdown passes. And this week, the Chiefs will have receiver Rashee Rice back after a league-imposed suspension. The forecast for the KPR listening area, cloudy skies all day long. We'll have a high right around 75 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy and 64. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Foundation.org.
In the KPR Community Spotlight this month is an outfit called AIR. We'll tell you more about them this week on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at seven venues, October 17th and 18th. Tickets at Granada.com.
Four Kansas school districts say they have not received any formal complaints about their gender identity policies, but the federal government's investigating them anyway, and it has threatened to withhold federal funding from them. We'll hear more about this story in about 20 minutes here on KPR's Morning Edition. 20% chance for showers after 11 o'clock this morning. It will be mostly cloudy all day long with a high near 75 degrees. Late tonight and overnight, about a 20% chance of rain. A low of 62, and then tomorrow morning, cloudy but becoming mostly sunny on Tuesday, a high near 80 degrees. Wednesday will shoot up to around 85 under a sunny sky, Thursday 83, and on Friday a high near 81. Friday and Friday night, a 30 to 50% chance of showers.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from PR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on KPR. Join your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th. Open to the public, reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org.
The forecast for this Monday: 20% chance of showers after 11 o'clock this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy all day long. A high of 75 is expected. Late tonight, slight chance of rain. Tomorrow, a high near 80.
Live from NPR News in
flights at all three area airports.
This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Funding for a national food aid program for pregnant women and children could run dry this fall, depending on how long the federal government shutdown lasts. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, hasn't yet been funded in this new fiscal year.
The potential funding shortfall for WIC would impact almost 7 million people. The program's contingency fund has already been
resources, which are our infants and our children, because they are our future.
White House officials announced tariff revenue will be used to temporarily support the program, potentially through October. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
The National Science Foundation has given Kansas State University a $6 million grant to study how to help the feedlot industry conserve water.
Western Kansas is abundant in cattle but lacks major resources like water. The K-State project may help. It works by taking water from feedlot lagoons and manure and treating it for irrigation. That process also pulls out nutrients for fertilizer or carbon for tax credits. Matt Sanderson is a K-State sociologist working on the project. He says it will not solve the Western Kansas water crisis, but it may inspire more conservation efforts.
I wouldn't underestimate the cultural effects of having a technology in place that demonstrates water conservation no matter at what scale.
The researchers will test their findings at community colleges in southwest Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
And the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Detroit Lions 30-17 on Sunday Night Football.
The Chiefs finished the first half with a touchdown to grab the lead and open up the second half of the touchdown drive to extend their lead. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who threw three TD passes and ran for another score, says it's a big lift to have healthier receivers 6 games into the season.
Now that we're adding those guys back, they all have the confidence that they can win their matchups and know how to work within the offense. And so it makes my job a lot easier. And when those guys up front are blocking like that, I have weapons everywhere that I can throw the football.
Hollywood Brown, who had an injury-marred season a year ago, caught 2 TD passes. This week, the Chiefs will have receiver Rashee Rice back after a 6-week league-imposed suspension. I'm Greg Eklund.
And this is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
785-843-TREE. It's Morning Edition on KPR. 4 Kansas school districts say they haven't received any formal complaints about their gender identity policies, but the federal government is investigating them anyway and has threatened to withhold federal funding from them. We'll take a closer look at this story coming up next on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
We have a 20% chance for showers after 11 o'clock this morning. It should be mostly cloudy all day long with a high around 75 degrees. Currently cloudy and 63 at the KPR studios. In Topeka, 62, Manhattan, 59, Junction City, cloudy and 60. In Chanute, cloud cover, 67, and in Emporia, cloudy and 63 degrees. Tonight, we'll have a low of 62 with a slight chance of rain late tonight. And tomorrow, we'll warm up to near 80 degrees.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly at NPR, and this...
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. 4 Kansas school districts say they haven't received any formal complaints about their gender identity policies, but that hasn't stopped the federal government from investigating them. The government's also threatened to withhold some federal funding from the schools. KCUR's Nomeen Ujiadeen sat down with education reporter Jody Fortino and Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service to talk more about this story.
Jody, what school districts are being investigated and for what reason?
So the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights and Student Privacy Policy Office announced that the Shawnee Mission...
A lot that's unprecedented about what's happening in these Kansas school districts, and it does reflect a national trend.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Noeen.
Thank you.
KCUR's Nomeen Ujiadeen speaking with education reporter Jody Fortino and Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service. You'll find this report and others like it on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Have you heard about KPR's big free concert coming up? No, not the big band Christmas. That's not free. That costs money. I'm talking about KPR's Live Day broadcast, which is presenting our very own Destiny Ann Mermegan in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. This is Friday night, October 24th. Admission is free, but the seating is limited, so please RSVP now on the KPR website at kansaspublicradio.org. And then join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween from Destiny. That's Friday night, October 24th, 7 o'clock. Presented by KPR. Slight chance of rain after 11 a.m., otherwise cloudy today. High of 75.
There are three winners of...
Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City and KANQ Chanute. Did I say KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia? I hope so. I don't want a $10,000 fine from the FCC. It's 8 o'clock. The news is next on Morning Edition.
Good morning. Hamas returns its safety nets for people who might be displaced. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. The federal government shutdown continues, and it could affect aviation safety. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran is the chair of the subcommittee that oversees aviation. He says efforts to upgrade aging air traffic control equipment and to train more air traffic controllers are being harmed by the continuation of the federal government shutdown. Controllers are not being paid, and some airports have experienced flight delays because of controllers calling in sick.
Our system is too fragile and the stakes are too high for us to continue operating the national aviation system in the manner we are doing so. We will reach a breaking point, and this could result in the closing of our airspace or portions of it.
Moran says the shutdown also puts the essential air service program at risk. That means airports in Hays, Dodge City, Garden City, Liberal, and Salina, who receive federal subsidies to pay for commercial air service, could be shut down. State health officials say an Asian long-horned tick has been discovered in the state for the first time. A surveillance program has now been launched to track the spread of that tick.
The Asian long-horned tick was first seen in the U.S. in 2017 in New Jersey. It's now in 21 states. It reached Missouri in 2021, and this month it turned up on a dog in Franklin County, Kansas. Kansas officials are notifying veterinarians around the state and want the public to know that this tick can affect pets, livestock, and humans. The species can transmit Bourbon virus and Ehrlichiosis, both of which can hospitalize people. These illnesses had so far only been transmitted in Kansas by the Lone Star tick. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Thousands of people turned out in Kansas City over the weekend to put on a parade for a toddler with a terminal illness. The Kansas City Star reports that 3-year-old Tucker Langford had been in the hospital for 40 days battling a rare illness. But when doctors said they had done everything they could, the family decided to put the child in hospice care. The boy's mother, Chandler Langford, looked out across the Northland parking lot Saturday as thousands of vehicles lined up to surprise her son with a parade. The entourage included emergency rigs, construction trucks, jeeps, motorcycles, and even classic cars. Tucker's parade on Saturday began as an idea among family members who wanted to do something for him when he was released from the hospital. According to his mother, Tucker is known for his love of construction vehicles and all other kinds of cool cars. Doctors say Tucker could have weeks or months to live, but it's hard to know for sure. In sports, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Detroit Lions 30-17 last night.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include...
It's 8:19 on this Monday morning, the 13th day of October. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
In about 10 minutes, we'll get a summary of national and international and Kansas news headlines. for this Columbus Day, or Indigenous Peoples Day, if you prefer, a 20% chance of rain after 11 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies all day long and not too bad with a high near 75. Late tonight, a 20% chance of showers, a low of 62. And tomorrow we'll start off with cloudy skies in the morning, but then it will become mostly sunny and warm on Tuesday with a high near 80. On Wednesday, sunshine and a high of 85. Thursday, 83. Friday, 81 degrees. Right now, very fall-like with cloud cover all across eastern Kansas. Here in Lawrence, it's 63 degrees. Topeka, 62 degrees. Manhattan, 59. In Junction City, it's cloudy and 60. Chanute, cloudy and 67. And in Emporia, cloudy and 62.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. From the Cy Sims Foundation, since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez. The World Health Organization says a pillar of modern medicine is weakening. Antibiotics cure deadly infections and make medical care like...
That story and a whole lot more can be found on All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues, October 17th and 18th. Tickets at Granada.com.
20% chance for showers after 11 o'clock this morning. Mostly cloudy skies all day long. We'll have a high near 75. Tomorrow we'll have a high near 80. It's 8:30.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Saikautau. The International Red Cross has now transported all 20 living hostages to Israel. In Tel Aviv, tens of thousands of people gathered at Hostages Square, many visibly crying. Earlier, President Trump addressed the Israeli parliament and the families of those held in captivity for the last 2 years.
For so many families across this land, it has been years since you've known a single day of true peace. But now at last, not only for Israelis, but also for Palestinians and for many others, the long and painful nightmare is finally over.
It is day 13 of the government shutdown. NPR's Stephen Fowler reports on the so-called reduction in force notices.
So about 4,000 people from at least 7 agencies received these reduction in force notices. That includes places like the IRS, the Education Department, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. A quarter of those layoffs were with the Department of Health and Human Services. Sources told NPR that more than 100 employees at the country's top mental health agency will be let go, plus...
NPR's Stephen Fowler. This is NPR.
And this is KPR. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. Funding for a national food aid program for pregnant women and children could run dry this fall, depending on just how long the federal government shutdown lasts. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC, hasn't yet been funded in this new fiscal year.
The potential funding shortfall for WIC would impact almost 7 million people. The program's contingency fund has already been doled out, and administering agencies vary on how long the money will last. Shelley Schneider, the WIC program director for the Citizen Potawatomi Nation in Oklahoma, says it still has benefits available. Some of the nation's WIC funding was still left from the previous fiscal year, but she says that money will run out later this fall.
The delayed funding jeopardizes our most precious resources, which is our infants and our children, because they are our future.
White House officials announced tariff revenue will be used to temporarily support the program, potentially through October. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
The National Science Foundation is giving Kansas State University a $6 million grant to study how to help the feedlot industry conserve water.
Western Kansas is abundant in cattle but lacks major resources like water. The K-State project may help. It works by taking water from feedlot lagoons and manure and treating it for irrigation. That process also pulls out nutrients for fertilizer or carbon for tax credits. Matt Sanderson is a K-State sociologist working on the project. He says it will not solve the Western Kansas water crisis, but it may inspire more conservation efforts.
I wouldn't underestimate the cultural effects of having a technology in place that demonstrates water conservation no matter at what scale.
The researchers will test their findings at community colleges in southwest Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
And the Chiefs beat the Lions on Sunday Night Football.
The Chiefs finished the first half with a touchdown to grab the lead and open up the second half of the touchdown drive to extend their lead. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who threw three TD passes and ran for another score, says it's a big lift to have healthier receivers six games into the season.
Now that we're adding those guys back, they all have the confidence that they can win their matchups and know how to work within the offense. And so it makes my job a lot easier. And when those guys up front are blocking like that, I have weapons everywhere that I can throw the football.
Hollywood Brown, who had an injury-marred season a year ago, caught two TD passes. This week, the Chiefs will have receiver Rashee Rice back after a six-week league-imposed suspension. I'm Greg Eklund.
The Chiefs beat the Lions 30-17 last night.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
Nations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's Monday, October 13th. Our forecast includes cloudy skies all day long. We have a slight chance of showers after 11 o'clock this morning, and we'll have a high near 75. Tomorrow morning it will be cloudy, but then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 80. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Be listening for two songs sung by the Topeka Festival Singers this morning on KPR 1. The Topeka Festival Singers have a concert tonight in Topeka, 7 o'clock at Washburn. It's called Take Flight, as the outfit begins its 40th season. Cordelia Brown will have more details on that between 9 and noon this morning. She'll also bring us pieces for flute and clarinet, Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, an arabesque for cello and piano, plus the Bruch Violin Concerto in G minor. The classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
It's almost 8:50 on this Monday morning. You're in tune with Kansas Public Radio. Have you heard about the big free concert coming up at the Lawrence Public Library Friday night, October 24th? It's part of KPR's Live Day activities, and we'll be presenting our own in-house concert violinist, Destiny. Destiny will be playing a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. Again, that's Friday night, October 24th at 7. Now, it's free, but seating is somewhat limited, so we're asking that you RSVP at the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. We look forward to seeing you, and listening to Destiny play some spooky tunes and tell us some bad jokes for the Halloween season. That's Friday night, October 24th, 7 o'clock, presented by your friends here at Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Today's going to feel more fall-like, and it should. It's October 13th, for heaven's sake. We do have a chance for light rain here in Lawrence and in Topeka. It's cloudy and 64 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Topeka. Manhattan, Junction City, cloudy. Emporia, cloudy, 62. Chanute, cloudy, and 68. Tomorrow, we'll have a high near 80.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Monday, October 13th. It is 9 o'clock, and in 1 minute, we'll get the latest news from National Public Radio. After that, it's Cordelia Brown and the Classics. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why don't they give Jay Schaefer his own music program? I have no idea. We live in an unjust world. Here's your forecast. Cloudy skies, chance for showers, mainly after 11 a.m. Only about a 20% chance today, and then a 20% chance late tonight. We'll have a high today of 75, tomorrow a high of 80. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Find us online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A historic